Your grandparents.
My grandparents. Interesting. On the Gordon side of the family, I had my grandfather, who I never met, died in 1938, right after he had built his office building in the JCPenney store in downtown Claremore. He died. He was 6'6", weighed 400 pounds, is what I've seen pictures. Couple, just one or two. And he was a doctor, one of the first doctors in this part of Indian Territory.
What was his name?
His name was Minor William Gordon, which there's still another doctor. My cousin is Dr. Minor William Gordon. But I think that was it, Minor William. He died in 38, and he was married to Pearl Irene Elliott, who was his nurse. I used to know people who said that they met them delivering babies on a buckboard.
Would you tell folks what a buckboard is?
Well, it's a horse-drawn carriage. I'm not a carriage. It's a horse-drawn cart, big enough to put a person on the back of it in case they needed to bring him back in.
And he delivered babies on it.
And he delivered babies on it.
On the way, I suppose, yeah. Somewhere, and then the child came, right? Your grandmother, was she artistic? Did she show some flair?
Mm-hmm. She had flair.
As he just took a drink of his Diet Coke. All right.
She had.
Tell us about the flair.
She had flair. The story she tells is that she was the last private duty nurse for Enrico Caruso in New York, because she came from New York to Claremore, Oklahoma, to marry my grandfather. She tried to be on the stage, apparently, in New York. She was 6 foot at death. When she died, she was almost 6 feet tall. I mean, just...
Wow.
She was a tall woman and strong woman. So I can't imagine that she would ever thought stage. But anyway, she was a nurse, and she wasn't an impolite... And she wasn't that grandmotherly type that you think are so wonderful.
Yeah.
She was not nice. She was not a very pleasant woman.
And you remember her?
Oh, yeah. Sure I do.
Was she interested in flowers?
No. But my other grandmother, there's the trick. My other grandmother was a florist. She had a flower shop downtown. She worked in Tulsa for 30 years. At Burnett's Flowers over on 11th, and she worked in Claremore. And she was a florist, and I was down there in the flower shop. I can remember at 3, 4, opening that refrigerator to just smell it. Yeah. Just the most. And to me today, when I go to Tony Gardner's, when I go in there, my grandmother could be standing next to me. It's just so powerful, the sense of smell. Historically, your memories are related to smell. And I go in there, and it's just like, where is she?
Did that set your interest in flowers right there?
Oh, of course it did. I conned a rose out of my neighbor across the street when I was 6, out of an old woman. I said, oh, I want that rose. Do you not know how worried my father was?
So then, did you paint a flower at a very early age?
No, didn't paint them really till college.
Before we move on, though, we have to talk about your father.
Yeah,
and 1921 race massacre.
My dad was an interesting man. He told us, my brothers and I, years ago, that when the race riot occurred, that my grandfather, the doctor, drove him to Tulsa, drove he and my uncle. So 1921, my father was born in 1917, so he would have been 4. And my uncle was 6. And my father said he remembered them driving through and seeing heaps of bodies on a flat car. And I said, why would he take you as a 4-year-old child to see it? And he said he never really understood, and they never really ever talked about it again. But he drove him over here. And that had to be, you know, 1921 had to be not a nice drive from Claremore to Tulsa, 30 miles out in Highway 66, I guess.
Right. Boy, he wanted you to
He
know
wanted
about
them
it.
To see what had happened.
And we're going to assume that he projected this is going to be remembered forever, so
well, he wanted me to know it. I can remember when he told us about it. And he said he never understood why he did it, because really it's something children should have never seen.
So your father did talk to you about the 21
race? Oh, yeah.
Because so many families didn't talk about it.
Yeah, no. He talked about it.